Welcome back to the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast for the week ending Friday, August 27th, 2021, going into Saturday, August 28th, 2021 or 2021. I'm Walter Johnson, and it's week number two, or it was week number 22 as far as the Thursday-Friday games were concerned. And yes, the week actually did start on Thursday, August 26, 2021, when the Monroe Tornadoes traveled to Columbus, Georgia to face the Shaw Raiders, spelled Shaw, spelled S-H-A-W. And the Tornadoes got a big win and a shutout. Their first win under new head coach Lacey Herring. And more on that later. But first, we'll start off with the Friday night action in Region 1-7A. And the Tiff County Blue Devils, believe it or not, are now 2-0 under new head coach Noel Dean. And the Blue Devils outlasted Dutchtown 23-7. Dutchtown took its first and only lead in the contest, a touchdown to take a 7-0 lead. And it was all Tiff County from there, as the Blue Devils scored the game's final 23 points, final score once again. Tiff County 23, Dutchtown 7. And down in Moultrie, the Colquitt County Packers played host to the Westlake Lions from just outside of Atlanta in their first home game of 2021. And last week, the Packers headed north into the metro Atlanta area, had to rally from deficits of 12-0 and 18-7 to get a 28-25 win. And last night, though, Colquitt County lost its first game. Westlake pulled off the upset, 24-21. And in Valdosta, at the Country Palace, and the Lowndes Vikings bounced back from their first loss of the season, losing in an upset in overtime to Walton, 34-28 in the Quaker Kettle Classic at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And for week two, Lowndes bounced back with a 44-34 win over the Griffin Bears out of Griffin, Georgia. And Griffin is located some 40 miles or so south of Atlanta. And moving on to Region 1-6A, and the Lee County Trojans came from behind last weekend at the Albany State University Coliseum on the campus of Albany State University in Albany. And Lee County rallied to beat Carver of Columbus 25-22. And in the first of four straight home games for the Trojans from Leesburg at Trojan Field, Lee County didn't need a rally. As a matter of fact, they won convincingly over Maynard Jacks of Atlanta. Final score, 64-0, Lee County over Jackson of Atlanta. So Lee County goes to 2-0 on the season. And at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium in Valdosta, the Valdosta Wildcats bounced back from a blowout loss to defending Class 5A state champion Warner Robins, and returned home to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium, shut out Madison County, Florida, 52-0. And moving on to, and seeing that was, and it was the Valdosta Wildcats' first win under new head coach Shelton Felton, who replaced the fired Rush Probst. And obviously not going to get into the reasons why Probst was let go. And then go Region 1-6A, moving on to Region 1-4A. And as mentioned on Thursday, August 26th, up in Columbus, Georgia. The Monroe Tornadoes got their first win under their new head coach in Lacey Herring with an easy 36-0 shutout win over Shaw. So the Tornadoes bounced back quite nicely after being blown out in Baxley, Georgia by the Appling County Pirates 42-6 for week one, and a much different result in week two. The Monroe Tornadoes 36, the Shaw Raiders nothing in Columbus, Georgia. And Friday night action in Region 1-4A, the Daugherty Trojans win their season opener over another team from Columbus in Kendrick. Final score, Daugherty 41 and Kendrick 6. And Daugherty goes to 1-0 in the season. And first time in a long, long, long time that Daugherty started the season at 1-0. And obviously, if you're head coach Johnny Gilbert and the Daugherty Trojans, and the goal is to go 1-0 every week, especially in a region as tough as a 1-4A or 1-quad-A, and moving right along. In Douglas, Georgia, the Bainbridge Bearcats lost their opener to the Coffee Trojans 35-21, and that game pitted the two teams that made deep playoff runs in their respective classifications. Bainbridge advanced to the semifinal round in Class 4A, losing to eventual state champion Marist of Atlanta, while Coffee reached the quarterfinals in 5A. In a back-and-forth contest throughout, and Coffee led 12-0 midway to late in the second quarter, and then Bainbridge scored twice in the final seconds, touchdown catch, with 46 seconds to go, to move to winning 5 points at 12-7. And then a pick six, an interception return for a touchdown, followed by an extra point, gave Bainbridge a 14-12 lead. But Coffee rallied in the second half to win 35-21. And in Thomasville, at the Jackets Nest, the Thomasville Bulldogs out of Region 1AA improved to 2-0 with a 23-14 win over the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets. And the Bulldogs rallied from a 14-7 deficit, scoring 16 unanswered points to go to 2-0 on the season. Once again, Thomasville Bulldogs 23, Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets 14. And while Thomasville remains undefeated and going to 2-0 on the season, Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets are still looking for their first win and dropping into 0-2. And the Chris County Cougars traveled up to Warner Robins to begin the Miguel Patrick era, taking on the Houston County Bears. And Chris County was scheduled to face the Tift County Blue Devils in Tifton last week, but COVID-19 led to the cancellation of that game. And unfortunately for the Chris County Cougars, the Miguel Patrick era did not get off to a good start. And it was the Houston County Bears winning over the Chris County Cougars 27-24. And meanwhile, down the road in Americas, the Hardaway Hawks from Columbus spoiled the Sumter County Panthers' debut. And the Sumter County Panthers used to be the American Sumter Panthers, and it was Hardaway winning easily over Sumter County 40-14. And moving on to Region 1AA, and the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes traveled just down the road to Osceola, Georgia, to face two-time back-to-back defending state champion Irwin County. And Fitzgerald outlasted Orange County in overtime, 18-15, the final score. And the Early County Bobcats travel down to Pelham, Georgia to face the Pelham Hornets in another tight game that came down to the wire. And it was the Pelham Hornets out of region, 1-single-A Public, improving to 2-0 under new head coach Lamar Landing. It was the Hornets knocking off the Bobcats, 26-21, the final score. In Sylvester, the Worth County Rams were coming off a big win over Turner County, 35-28 last week in Sylvester. Looked to go to 2-0, taking on the Mitchell County Eagles. And when the two teams met in Camilla last season, Worth County drove the length of the field, scored the game-winning touchdown, and the Rams knocked off the Eagles 34-30. This time, however, it was Mitchell County picking up the win as the Eagles edged the Worth County Rams 22-21. Once again, the final score, Mitchell County 22, Worth County 21. In Class Single A, the Terrell County Green Waves are now 2-0. And the Green Waves shut out Marion County 12-0. And in Donaldsonville, Georgia, Seminole County is still looking for its first win of the season as Bluntstown, Florida pitched a shutout 39-0 in Seminole County last week, opened its season with a 40-0 shutout loss to Early County. And in Seminole County loses to Bluntstown from Florida by the almost similar score, 39-0. So, and not only is Seminole County yet to win a game in 2021, they've also yet to score any points. And then back in Albany at Webb Stadium off the campus of Deerfield Windsor School, it was the Deerfield Windsor Knights picking up win number one as they outlasted the Miller County Pirates 16-12. And Miller County falls to 0-2 on the season with that loss to the Knights. And finally, we get to the GISA down in Florida. The Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville face Lafayette out of Mayo, Florida, and it was Lafayette winning easily 64-13 over Brookwood. And it was Valwood losing to Frederica 27-6. And finally, it was Central Fellowship over Tift Area 29-14. The Tift Area Panthers out of Tift County in the tiny town of Chula, Georgia, spelled C-H-U-L-A. And falling to 0-1 on the season. And the Saturday night game on August 28th at Humo Stadium has the Westover Patriots looking to get their first win under first-year head coach Adam Miller, taking on the American Collegiate Academy of Florida. And just one quick item to take care of before leaving. Don't forget the High School Football Roundup podcast can be heard every Monday night at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWJ Network, and try to have it uploaded by 7 p.m. Eastern Time every night. And you can follow this podcast, the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast, at anchor.fm/SWGA Network and also on Twitter at SWJ Network. And that's going to do it for this episode of the High School, make that the Quick Hitter Wrap-Up Podcast. And thank you for listening. Hope everyone has a good weekend. As always, stay safe. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you.